You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. A number of Wisconsin lawmakers have confirmed they were included in the manifesto of an accused shooter in Minnesota who killed two people and wounded two others. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office confirmed her name was on the manifesto of the Minnesota assassin. A spokesperson in Baldwin's office told Civic Media's Dan Schaefer that Baldwin was informed by law enforcement that she was included on the alleged shooter's list of names, and that she, quote, remains focused on the things that matter most here, honoring the legacy and life of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, praying for the other victims who are fighting for their lives, and condemning this abhorrent, senseless political violence. 11 Wisconsin-based lawmakers are reported to have appeared on Vance Bolter's hit list.
Congressman Mark Pocan and State Senator Kelder Royce also said Monday they were told their names were on the list. What started as an arson investigation in Trempealeau County could now turn into a costly request for repairs. While the DNR investigates and seeks leads on the Tank Creek Bridge fire, Assembly Representative Steve Doyle said in a social media post that the damage will start a long and costly process to replace the bridge on the Great River State Trail. According to the DNR, the cost to replace the bridge would be several million dollars. DNR officials are asking anyone with information on the May 15th fire to contact the DNR. In Monroe County, government employees are being asked to take down any displays showing personal beliefs from county property. According to a report by WKBT, an email sent by the county administrator cited preserving neutrality, dignity, and historical integrity for the order to remove items such as pride flags from county property. The flags were on display at the county's human resources building. The email was sent to county employees last week. The order did not specifically mention the pride flags. Today in La Crosse City Government, the Board of Zoning Appeals will take up a number of variance requests, including for the 60-unit Haven on Main project. The La Crosse Center Board will also meet with a number of routine items on the agenda, but also a measure to complete unexpected roof repairs on the arena. On Thursday, the La Crosse County Board meeting is canceled due to a lack of agenda items. The Board of Park Commissioners meeting on Thursday is also canceled. Gas prices continue to trend downwards in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell 2.8 cents over the last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 8.2 cents lower than a month ago and over 33 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say drivers should expect prices to increase. Israel and Iran are trading attacks, which has caused oil prices to surge to multi-month highs. Gas prices could rise by 10 to 20 cents and diesel could jump 15 to 25 cents in the days ahead. Gas Buddy officials say the situation in the Middle East has the potential to worsen at any moment.
Locally, prices are sticking close to the trend here in Wisconsin. A gallon of gas in La Crosse is about a penny more expensive than the statewide average, while across the river in Houston County, prices are right in line with the rest of the area at around $2.92 per gallon. Once again this summer, Gunderson is offering free meals for children. Amplify Health by Gunderson will serve the free meals at its cafeteria for anyone under 18 years old from 6:30 until 9:30 a.m. and from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meals are available Monday through Friday except for federal holidays. Gunderson will serve the free meals through August 20th. Funding for the free meals comes from the USDA. A full list of summer meal programs for kids in Wisconsin can be found on the DPI website or by calling 211. On Saturday, dozens of protests against the Trump administration were held across Wisconsin. The No Cakes protest drew thousands of people around the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei-Olson.
Madison's demonstration had about 15,000 people pushing back against the Trump administration. Madison police say this was a peaceful protest. Three people were arrested for spray painting the law enforcement memorial. Police say other attendees reported it and asked police to intervene because they wanted the whole event to stay calm.
Here in La Crosse, a little over 1,000 people took part in the No Kings protest. To our east, a few hundred folks turned out in Viroqua, as well as over 100 people in Richland Center. Eau Claire saw over 2,000 protesters. The new chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin is Devin Remicker. Remicker was selected to replace Ben Wickler, who held the top spot for 6 years. Wickler endorsed Remicker for the position.
Especially given that I've been so in front of the scenes and Devin has been more behind the scenes, helping make things happen inside the party, I wanted to give credit where credit was due and share what an extraordinary strategist and leader Devin has been in the party already, because I thought that would help equip voters to make the best decision as they cast their ballots in the chair's race.
Remaker said that Democrats need to have a strong message on the economy.
We need to be very clear and consistent in our messaging. You'll probably hear me say a lot that we are the party that fights for the working class, defends our rights and freedoms, and protects our very democracy. I think that is really at the heart of what the Democratic Party needs to stand for right now. We're going to repeat it in as many mediums as we can.
Remaker officially takes over on July 1st for an initial two-year term. One of the legislative proposals seeking to limit school referendums is through the committee stage. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
A bill to restrict how school districts could request tax increases through referendums had a public hearing in the Assembly Education Committee on Thursday. Delafield Republican Representative Cindy Duchow says too many districts are asking for more money. She wonders how much money is too much money for school districts. Eau Claire Democrat Christian Phelps says districts are already practicing fiscal responsibility by asking their voters for a tax increase and wondered why Republicans would want to strip local control from schools.
If the bill passes the legislature, it's unlikely to have support from Governor Tony Evers. Southwest Wisconsin is seeing a surge in clean energy, emerging as a hotbed for large-scale renewable projects providing economic benefits. Judith Ruiz Branch reports for Public News Service.
About 10% of Wisconsin's electricity is from renewable sources. The industry employs about 6,500 people and invests $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Caden Crapp with the Wisconsin Land and Liberty Coalition says along with the economic benefits, clean energy has the potential to provide the state with autonomy.
One of the biggest benefits that including these renewable energies into the state grid can bring is that we can start becoming a net exporter by being able to create our own Wisconsin-grown energy and be able to distribute it to other states as well.
A number of proposed projects are slated for the area, including the Whitetail Energy Center, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center, and the Uplands Wind Project. Each is projected to generate millions of dollars annually and collectively produce hundreds of megawatts of energy to power homes and businesses across the state. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The renewable energy push has faced some resistance, with critics saying the projects replace some of the state's valuable farmland. More rain is on the way this week. Today we'll have a shot at scattered showers this afternoon with highs well into the 80s. Rain chances will increase overnight into Wednesday with highs topping out around 80 degrees. The warm-up begins Thursday and Friday with more chances at showers and thunderstorms before hot, humid conditions arrive over the weekend, when the Cooley region could see highs well into the 90s. Storm chances continue into next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Brewers in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers begin a three-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the first-place team, the Chicago Cubs, led by manager Craig Counsell. Although the Brewers were able to slip into second place after beating the Cards 3 out of 4 games, Pat Murphy says there's still room for growth.
We're still young. We're still figuring out. We're not like the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Reds. They got a set kind of 10 or 12 guys they go with. We're still figuring things out. You know, this is a group. They're the right dudes. You know what I mean? And that's why they play to win.
College football, the Badgers excited about 6'1" receiver Zion Legree out of Florida agreeing to commit to Wisconsin next year. Receivers coach Jordan Reed asked if his guys are anxious to return after going 5-7 last season.
It's a hunger room for that reason alone. Everybody feels they got something to prove. Everybody feels. And really, we're taking it as a room mentality. Like, we got everything to prove this year.
That's the Badgers receivers coach Jordan Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise shared the screen in an interview with a vampire over 30 years ago. Pitt, the star of the new film F1, recently said he would be okay working with Cruise again, but there is a condition. Pitt said there is no way he is hanging from an airplane and doing stunts like Cruise does, so if they were to be in the same project, it would have to be on the ground. That does sound reasonable. Cruise has been telling people to go see Pitt's new racing film. F1 opens June 27th. Sex and the City star Kim Cattrall almost did not take the role of Samantha Jones due to what she calls self-induced ageism. Cattrall says given the role, she didn't think people would have any interest in seeing a 41-year-old woman in intimate scenes or scantily clad. Then realized 40 was sexy, so the timing worked out. The actress says she loved playing the character, even though in real life, she is a serial monogamist. Sorry, guys. Lilo and Stitch has finally been dethroned, and there is a new box office champ. How to Train Your Dragon was number one this past weekend with a whopping $83 million. The film brought in another $115 million overseas for a total of about $200 million worldwide. Universal Studios has already given the go-ahead for a live-action sequel. Lilo and Stitch still managed to come in second place in its fourth week with $15.5 million at the gate. So far, PG movies are king this summer as How to Train Your Dragon joins the Minecraft movie and Lilo and Stitch as box office titans. According to Variety, PG movies have generated almost half the box office take for the year to date and crossed over $1.5 billion. Coming in third place was A24's Materialists. The rom-com for adults brought in $12 million, exceeding expectations by a couple mil. And it's all about action for the final two films in the top five, which include Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, and John Wick's Ballerina. Dead Reckoning has made over a half a billion worldwide. Law & Order SVU star Mariska Hargitay has had an incredible 26-year run on the show as Captain Olivia Benson. She has a side project that recently screened at the Tribeca Film Festival called My Mom Jane. In the documentary, Hargitay talks about her famous mother, Jane Mansfield, who was killed in a car accident in 1967. That is pretty much common knowledge, but what is not is that a three-year-old Mariska was not only in the car with her mother, two siblings, and two other adults, but that she actually went missing after the accident. Apparently, authorities came to the rescue of Hargitay's two young siblings who were in the back seat with her. While taking her siblings to the hospital, her brother Zoltan woke up and said, "Where is my sister?" First responders went back and found Mariska, who was so small she was lodged under the passenger seat. Mansfield, her lawyer, and driver were all in the front seat and were killed. My Mom Jane streams on Max starting June 27th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers or a thundershower possible here later today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high of 82. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 63. Thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain tomorrow. Our high near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.